بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In several places, Allah Ta'ala gives the description of the true believer. And the reason is quite obvious. In Surah Fatiha, you are asking Allah Ta'ala, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, to lead us onto the path of those that you have favored. So then the reader will want to know who is this favored class. I want to know exactly who is the favored class. So for our ease and convenience, then in approximately 3 or 4 places of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala gives a detailed explanation of those favored people. One is the beginning of Surah Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. As explained earlier on, the basis of all action is Iman. Without Iman, there is possibly no access. Can't make any access without Iman. One Sahabi came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he says that my father, before his death, he made a bequest that 100 slaves must be freed on his behalf. My younger brother, he's already freed 50, and there is 50 yet to free. Should I free them or not? So Nabi Sallam asked, did he accept Iman? He says, no. Then whether you free or you don't free the slave, it will be of no effect, no essence. So this is the prerequisite for anything. As though there's absolutely no access, the whole road is blocked for you. So get the Iman right. Further, when Allah Pak has given a description, then put your mind onto the description. Leave the side issues. Why this and why not like that? There'll be a lot of whys. The planner of the universe is Allah Ta'ala. He knows why, what happened, why this is supposed to be like this and why not like that, that he knows. You don't get involved in all that. Yes, what you need to get involved in is what does he want of me? At any given time, what does Allah Pak want of me? So the first description is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And then Allah Pak says it with so much of emphasis that the mu'min has already won. He's successful, he's already won. And then with emphasis, then in the past tense, so emphasis upon emphasis, with words of emphasis in the past tense. So you can imagine now what a truthful and a great statement this is, that the mu'min has already passed the test. He's won. So then you start off with Iman, and then the second description that Allah gives, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who have khushu in the salah. Right. So, now, what is the real meaning of khushu? Ulama have given lengthy descriptions, but from all what they have given, I have just summarized it into 3-4 things. You've got this, you've got khushu. One is submission. When Allah Pak says something, then you submit yourself. Then number 2, a submission with humility. That means a humble submission. Allah Pak said it, and you submit it yourself. And number 3 is, you submitted yourself calm and collected. So with you calm, you collected, you submissive, and you are humble. So these are about the 4 elements that generally surround the word khushu. Calm, submissive, humble, and you collected. Collected, in other words, you are focused to the goal what Allah is driving you to. You are moving in the same direction. But the one that has got this four, then he's got khushu. Right? It should be borne in mind, whatever Allah Ta'ala commands is manageable. Otherwise you will say, that's taklif ma la yutaq. It's going against the verse of the Quran, la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah Ta'ala only asks you to do things within your capacity. So to get this khushu also is within your capacity. It's not beyond your volition. So to do it calm, you can do it. You want to submit yourself, you can submit yourself. Number three is, you want to do it humbly, you can do it with humility. The only area that you will have some concern is, what about this thought being collected and directed? So what Allah Pak is asking, you try. To the ability, to the extent that you can, you try. We'll count you as the one that has got khushu. Right. But now to get to this level of khushu, then looking at the modern lifestyle, right? Modern lifestyle, and you need to get this level of khushu. The first three may be possible, may be manageable, but this thought being collected and directed in this one single direction, right, that you may ask some questions, how do I get that? Right? So when Allah Pak commands, then there is going to be a way to do it. He says, give zakat. So when he says, give zakat, then there is going to be someone wealthy, there is going to be someone poor. Right? If he says, join the ranks of the truthful, that means there is going to be a group of people till the day of Qiyamah that will be truthful. So there is going to be that group of people. So similarly, khushu is possible, is manageable. But now, it's only for us to find out how this is achieved and what it is all about. So what it is all about and how do we go about acquiring this. So for this day and time, because we're going in a modern lifestyle, life is very, very fast. Everything happening, you just press a button and things are happening. Your money is here. In a second, it's transferred to another country. Or from another country, you're transferring your money back to your country. In a second, everything is happening. Right? So because things are happening so rapidly, right? So to get the collection of the thought becomes a little bit difficult. You're doing one thing and then you go on to something else and then third. And to get the thought all streamlined at once, immediately, then you may have a little bit of difficulty to get that straight away. So I say nothing is difficult. First understand this, that acquiring wealth, getting wealth before was quite difficult, right? Life was quite simple and livelihood was a little bit difficult. And life was moving at a very slow pace, everything was going on. So for a person to achieve the collection of the thought was quite easy. Now it's moving at a tremendous pace. Right? And then there is no shortage of money. There's shortage of luxury and desires. If you look at life, then there is no shortage of necessities, yes, of desires, luxuries, and comforts. Perhaps there is some shortage in that regards. Right? So you want to go into the comfort zone, then this is the law, that if you want to go into the comfort zone, proportionately you have to make a sacrifice. Right? Like a simple example that I will quote. Right? So school education was quite easy in those days. Talking of when we went to school in the 60s, it was quite very quite easy, simple, right? So the harms and the problems in school wasn't like they are now presently. So it was simple, money was tight, and the education was acquired. But there weren't those type of complications that are present. So now the education is available with the complications and there is an abundance of comforts, luxuries. So when there's an abundance of comfort, then just reduce some of your comforts and dedicate it to your child's tarbiyat. Then it will square, otherwise it will be an imbalance. You're getting the comfort, right? And there is no trial, then there is an imbalance. Before, the life was simple and the trial was simple. And now, the life is going at a tremendous pace, and then you still want that simple life you're not going to have. Now there's going to be a lot of trials. You want no trials, or little trials are going to happen. The trials also going to escalate. So when the trials are going to escalate, then accept it, acknowledge it, that you wanted this life, so now you have to, it comes with a trial. You want it, you want the comforts, right? Take the comforts, but it's going to come with a trial, come with difficulties. Before you ate simple food, right, and you worked hard, so you digested it very easily, comfortably. Now you're eating a lot of comforts you're eating, and you want that thing to just get digested very easily. Is it going to happen? Before you could digest it very easily. The food was simple, life was hard, so the food was digested very easily. Now you're eating so much and so much of luxury, and you want the same law to apply, is not going to happen. So now you have to see to these trials. These trials are escalated. Because comforts are escalated, so trials are escalated. Challenges are going up. So now, to get this collection of thought, first I have to show you the preamble. Now you come to the actual subject, right, of khushu. So how do you get this now? So you, in principle, everybody understands and accepts that the comforts have escalated. Hence, the trials and the challenges also have escalated. So to get it moderated, then there is an additional exertion that is required. Right? Like I said, you ate so much. So you need to exert yourself so much more to get it digested. Before, you didn't eat so well. So you didn't need that additional exertion. Now you're eating so well, and you don't want any type of exertion, is it going to work out? So you have to exert yourself to digest that thing. Otherwise, it will create other complications within yourself. Right. So now, to get this moderated and to get into khushu now, what additional effort is required now that wasn't required then? So first understand that there is an additional amount of comforts. So that requires an additional amount of exertion. Right. So what is this exertion that is required now presently that was not so much needed in the past? So I explained to you how life is moving at a tremendous pace. So your mind can go over the world in 5 minutes, 5 minutes here, there, everywhere you are. Now, then to bring your mind back onto track, right, it's going to be a little bit of a difficulty. Right? So now how to get it done? So some simple ideas that come to mind is then you come a little earlier to the masjid. Right? Before you were coming perhaps so that you could just perform the sunnahs and join in the namaz, first namaz. So now, in place of that, now come into the masjid at least about 15 minutes or 16 minutes before the time. See, that namaz is such a pivotal thing in your life. If that is right, everything else will be right. And if that is not right, you say, hey, I got this problem, I got that parishani, this one here, this dukh here, this problem I got. But then, is your namaz right? If your namaz is right, everything will go accordingly. Now, we're trying to fix that hole up, we're trying to plug that hole, fix this thing up, but the actual problem, where it's coming from, we're not sorting that out. So the more holes you will plug, the more holes will come out. So you need to get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is namaz, get it right. So in this whole verse, Allah Ta'ala starts with namaz and He ends up with namaz. See that? He starts off with namaz, Alladhina فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ And at the end, وَالَّذِينَ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ Can you see that it started off and ended up? So that Muslim's life, that's a pivotal role. The whole life is rotating around this. If that is not right, then you can forget it. Your life can't come. You can't get your life straightened. You can't get it right. You'll have problems and problems, some domestic problems, business problems, children problems, health problems, community problems, every type of problem you can think of, you will have it. But the idea is get your namaz right. So the first thing that he spoken about getting the khushu right. So now how do you get the khushu right? So I explained that the comfort and trial, see, so it's equaled out. It's equaled out. There's a plan of Allah Ta'ala. You see, just to show you the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Before in jihad, if there were 10 to 1 odds, 10 to 1, then it was an obligation that you take them on. إِن يَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ إِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْن. See, 10 to 1. If there were odds that were 10 times more than you, you had to take them on. It's an obligation. But then Allah Pak says, خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ وَعَلِمَ أَنَّ فِيكُمْ ضَعْفًا. Now it's 2 to 1. The challenge is 2 to 1. If the enemy, the odds are 2 against 1, then it's an obligation for you to take it on. But the hadith says, then proportionately, your strength and your endurance also will be decreased. See, then your strength and your endurance was 10 times more. Now you ask for a relaxation, came in, but at the price. Now your strength and your endurance will not be like that. See that? So there must be a balance. Allah Ta'ala, there must be balance. Understand this balance and it will take you very far. It will take you. But you don't want to understand the balance, you only look, what's there for me? Mera kya fayda hai? You don't look at the grand plan of Allah Ta'ala, then you're going to create problems for yourself. So you want comforts, so there's going to be trials. Now understand how to thereafter overcome those trials. So I say, come to the masjid earlier. Now, then what to do after that? So come to the masjid earlier means you come prepared to the masjid earlier. Proper, do the wuzu right, without wastage, the sunnah and adab, and come prepared to the masjid at least 15 minutes earlier, at least, minimum. Right? You've come now to the masjid earlier, and 15 minutes earlier. Now please, when you come into the masjid, then leave all the side shows. What pamphlets here, what new pamphlet came out, what is the latest panchayat, and who gave it to who, and who's getting married, and who died. I leave all that. Now, for that moment, think to yourself that now this 15 minutes I have dedicated to Allah Ta'ala. When I've dedicated my time to Allah Ta'ala, then I must be true, I must be honest that I have given it to Allah Ta'ala. I don't want any interruption. One was asking me, something about Jamaat and all that. So I told him, see, it's not fair. Now you've dedicated your time to Allah Ta'ala, right? For i'tikaf, right? So your mind must be committed here. I asked him then. You have to talk to people at the level that they can relate. See now, you just married now, the first month, and now you want to be a little bit intimate with your wife, and they're talking to you about Jamaat Fikr now. Will you appreciate it? Will you appreciate it? बस मैं तो बुड्ढा हो गया हूँ मुझे अप्रिशिएट इट वाई देयर इज अ रीजन राइट सो देयर इज अ टाइम एंड अ प्लेस फॉर एवरीथिंग देयर इज अ टाइम फॉर समथिंग देयर इज अ प्लेस फॉर इट राइट यू गोना मिक्स अप एवरीथिंग एंड से नो बट डू अल्लाह पाक्स वर्क्स व्हाई कांट आई गेट इट भाई डोंट जंप देयर इज अ टाइम देयर इज अ वे फॉर एवरीथिंग दैट यू डू यू गोना मिक्स इश्यूज. You're going to mix the issues just now. So now you came 15 minutes earlier. I say now, when you came in, come with that frame of mind that I have given this time to Allah Ta'ala. When I have given this time to Allah Ta'ala, then my heart must be there, my eyes must be there, my mind must be there in Allah Ta'ala, in nothing else. No side issues. What's the statistics of this masjid here? The lights are right. How's the windows? Is there an aircon? Fans are working. But that's not my business. I came. I have dedicated my life, I have dedicated this 15 minutes to Allah Ta'ala. So let this be an honest dedication. I have given it to Him. So that what I have given to Allah Ta'ala, let it be honest. I can't be then wavering. A little bit Allah Ta'ala, a little myself, a little this masjid here, see what's happening here, what's happening there. Leave all that. That you can do afterwards. This time that you have given, you have dedicated to Allah Ta'ala. So when you have understood now, you have given your time to Allah Ta'ala, you have dedicated it, now plan your time. So you'll come in, and if you need to read the sunnahs, you read the sunnahs, right? So you come 15 minutes, 20 minutes before the time, read sunnahs. So it will take you 4 or 5 minutes to read the sunnahs. You should go 10 minutes before the namaz can start, right? So in this 10 minutes now, you'll do two things. Make istighfar, a little bit of istighfar. Al-Mustafa has given an example how you say istighfar, things like you're covered in sins, and there's a shower, and the shower is just washing you down. All the nooks and the crannies, everything is getting washed out. All the difficult stains and stubborn stains that are of sin that have covered you, all are just getting washed out. A little bit of remorse. You don't have to repeat, now I committed this sin on this day, at this time, with that person. Don't say all that. Don't make all that story. Just the fact that you have wronged, and you understand, you acknowledge you've wronged, and you're making istighfar, so all is just getting washed out. Everything's getting washed out. You're getting dry clean. You have the cloth that's put into a machine, right? Then every stain is out, isn't it? Every dirt is out, the stain, the smell, everything is cleaned out. So as though that istighfar is the machine of Allah Ta'ala, is just washing you out. One shot, you're going to it and it's cleaning you. Through and through, it's cleaning you. So at least for about 2-3 minutes, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Right? So you need a forgiveness. Why you need forgiveness? You need forgiveness to get the communication right. To get the communication right with Allah Ta'ala, you need to make istighfar. In that, think to yourself, or the thought will come, whether you think or you don't think, the thought will come, have I harmed anybody? Have I harmed anybody today, in the past? Have I did anything? So you make a note of it and get that sorted out straight away. Otherwise, it's going to interrupt the relationship. Hey, but yeah, this one year I harmed him. This one year I'm owing him, but I didn't make a record of it. This one year I abused the person, I insulted him. I didn't make any record of it. So let me make a record of it, and as soon as possible, let me go and rectify it. Now that you rectified hukukullah and hukukul ibad, now you've got a clear communication. There's no interruption on the line. You know, with this technology now, you get one that is more speedy than the next one, right? One you just press and straight you're there, right? And one it will still take time, maybe the road is too bumpy, so it's taking time to come, right? So you want immediate. So when you want an immediate thing, now get all those bumps and the humps, get it rectified. Bumps and humps is hukukullah and hukukul ibad, get that thing right. So now you're talking to Allah Ta'ala with a clear mind, made istighfar, right? After you have done that, then even if it's just for 1 minute, 2 minutes, you think perhaps this is my last opportunity, I may not get another chance to perform another namaz. Right. Now, then how am I expected to do this namaz? It's my last namaz, and I may not get another chance to do a namaz, right? For 1 minute you think like that, and second, you can also think, right, and if I do this namaz here, perhaps this may be my jannat. Whenever I die, I'll die, right? But the good that I've put into this jannat may just become my jannat. The good that I put into this namaz may just become my jannat. Who knows? You know, which one is that lucky namaz, you don't know. So every namaz, you will try. You will try, and one you will strike. Then that becomes your passport to jannat. See that hadith which says about bitaqa, right? Man is coming on the day of Qiyamah, right? And his registers of sins are as far as his eyes can see. Right? All gunas. That is lined up on the scales, going onto the scales, you can see I am in for problems. Definitely, no ways out. There's no way out for me. 99 registers, as far as the eye can see, loaded with gunas. Now he's coming, lying up, queuing up at the scale. In a state of total desperation. Right? So Allah will ask him, that you have any reason for committing this guna? Alaka uzrun. You did it because of some circumstance. Alright, something happened, and because of some circumstance you did something, maybe you can be excused, right? But was there any circumstance that pushed you to this guna? Allah, I got no reason for that. I got no excuse. Now when he's in that state of total desperation, then a piece of paper comes in and falls in onto the pan of good deeds. And that thing just shoots up. Imagine when he was totally in the state of desperation, this thing came in and it shot up. He's thinking about this one piece of paper, what good. So that was that kalima that he recited, perhaps with such sincerity, with such spirit, with such goodness of the heart, he recited that kalima, that thing, he just weightened his scale. He just brought the weight to the scale. You know, that scale didn't have any weight. And this one kalima that he read, with that level of ikhlas, that level of muhabbat, that level of sincerity, I think just raised it up. See? So there's some same analogy you can apply to your namaz. I don't know which namaz will be my key to my jannah. So why must I risk it? This one can be. It may be the lucky namaz, I'll just get it right. And if I'm in jannah, then what I won't enjoy. So now you mentally preparing yourself. You see, your mind is getting prepared. Right? So you gave yourself some time for istighfar, some time for the thought that perhaps it's the last namaz. Sometimes you thought, no, this is my lucky namaz, it's my key to my jannah, right? And then after that, then you still got about 4 minutes, you can engage in Quran Sharif recitation or some zikrullah until the namaz starts off. And then grab one corner, and at that moment that you have given yourself to Allah, don't entertain any talk. You don't have to be sulky looking, you don't have to give a bad look at anybody. Tell the person, I'm engaged now, please, I'll see you after namaz. Right? People have this habit now, they want to talk all their business whilst you're in the masjid. Right? For example, now, you're selling second-hand cars, right? So, I'll come and talk to you, right? Anything there? Anything, any special coming up? Keep me in line, huh? You know, I'm battling, you know that. So, they'll get you at odd times. So you tell them, that we'll do, all that business we'll do out of the masjid. Now this time I've dedicated to Allah Ta'ala, please. I hope you don't mind, but please, I've just given this time to Allah Ta'ala. So my time for Allah Ta'ala, let it be good time. Let it be pure time. Let it be unadulterated time. Let it be uninterrupted time. I've given it to Allah Ta'ala. Let it be His time. Like I say, when you want intimacy, you don't want any interruption. So you're giving it to Allah Ta'ala, let there be no interruption. Now this is how you're going to get that khushu. So I say these things are possible, because if Allah Pak has given an obligation, the obligation will be something that's within your volition, within your choice. Otherwise you'll turn around and say, something has been told to me, but it's not within my volition. But just that, for this namaz, you'll have to be dedicated. You have to be on the case of the namaz. Whether it's Fajr, whether it's Isha, but you'll have to do it. Then you see a new color coming out in your namaz. I find a different color, a different flavor, a different enjoyment. And then when that namaz goes right, then everything else gets fixed up. Everything else. Now, domestic problem is getting sorted out. Business is getting sorted out. That relationship with that person is getting sorted out. Everything is getting sorted out. But get to the core. So we're trying to fix up the branch and left out the root. So kya hoga? We're trying to fix up the body, left out the engine. Kya hoga? We're going to have problem, continuous problem we have. So, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The third description Allah Pak has given of the mu'min, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ. The things that don't concern you, but leave it out. What doesn't concern you, don't get involved. See? Many a times, things that don't concern you, and you get involved in it, right? And that thing is like a live wire. When you interfere with it, now it doesn't leave you. It's like a live wire. You left. You didn't touch it. It's all right. But the moment you touch it, now, I mean, the moment you touch it, you cheer the thing. That thing will not chore you after that. You interfered with that thing. That thing will not leave you. Right? Now look at one simple thing. You know, you cheer the thing. It will not leave you. But tell me, those people that are involved in watching sports, etc., will that sports leave them? Does the sport leave them? But I ask you, is that pure layani or not? Sometimes I amuse myself with the students, you know. Said, are you supporting Liverpool, right? They're like all these English brands. But I say the name itself is so disgusting. the name itself is so disgusting. Imagine a pond of Kaleji. Hey, all the bloody things. Is it a good picture in your mind? A pond of Kaleji. All the blood there and Kaleji. Hey, how the thing is looking. The name itself is so disgusting. How will you support such a thing? See, that is a miracle of this age. That which is rubbish, they can make it look nice. It's a miracle. It's rubbish now, dirt, and make it look so nice. Added to that now, see, love, right? Love. I ask the students again, a simple thing for you to consider. Are you supporting Liverpool, right? So how long have you been supporting it, say, last 20 years? Watching everything, bought their t-shirts, got their signs and all, everything I got, you know, the life story, everything I got. All right. 1 month, for example, you're in the arrears for your rental. Will Liverpool ever come and bail you out? You spent so much, you flew here, there, everywhere for them. You bought their stuff, you got everything, you got their pictures, you got the whole world of Liverpool, right? But now 1 month you went in arrears for your rental, for your lights, for your water. Will they give 1 cent, 1 contribution, 1 cent? So is this a fair support? Can you call supporting them? You're not supporting them. You're losing out. Apart from you losing your time, you're losing your brains, everything's getting lost. Everything's getting lost. One friend, now and then he comes here. So he was telling me, give one incident, you know. I think that person's name was, he's a very popular footballer. Some Moors, I can't remember the first name now. That was the surname. Surname was Moors, first name I can't remember. Annal or whatever. So he says that an Arab is after some type of league sports, right? Laughed, mad after it. So he's got their jerseys, their logos, everything he's got in his house. So one day, whilst he's watching the sports program, watching it, and he sees that he doesn't have life in his leg. Something happened, you know. So he says to his wife, hey, just call the ambulance, call the paramedic, I need to be hospitalized. Hey, you're making it serious, man. You all right, what's wrong with you? No, you just call the paramedic, I need to be hospitalized straight away. So he went in, and they put him onto that MRI scan and all that. They found that this man has got cancer of the brain. Right? So they're trying to fix him up, sort him out. Nothing working. The tabiat is just deteriorating. Everything is just collapsing. Doctors are working. Wealthy person, he's got a good security he's got for himself. So everything he's got, but his body is just collapsing. Just collapsing. Now, while the body is just collapsing, In that way, one day it just happened that he just began to look smart, and he's talking now. And he took that same person named Moors, my God, I worship you, I love you, and just then he died. See that? See, love, I say, you share that thing, it won't show you. You start that thing, it won't leave you. And these kuffar, the enemies of Allah Ta'ala, they plan it such a way that the finals also will coincide with a namaz time, maghrib time, isha time. That you must miss your isha namaz to get this thing. See? So your life is in that, your heart is in that. One person I saw in the top masjid some years ago. So I'm seeing, hey, there is so much of nafil namaz. I'm counting 2 rakats, 4 rakats. I lost count, number 30, 40, I lost count. Meanwhile, he read about 100 rakats. So, after the masjid, bhai, assalamu alaikum. Main khush naseeb hu. I'm so fortunate, I met a person like you, 100 rakats namaz you read, you know. So, no, man, apne suna nahi. So, what happened? So, don't you know, India is versing Pakistan. I've been 100 rakats for Pakistan here. نماز اس مسجد میں اس خرافات کے لیے آتے ہیں کیا مسجد میں اس خرافات کے لیے آتے ہیں فور دس نان سینس کم ٹو دا مسجد یو سی دیٹ یو اسٹارٹ دیٹ لائف وائر اٹ ڈزنٹ لیو یو سو والذین ہم عن اللغو معرضون ڈونٹ گیٹ انوالوڈ Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, someone complained to him that this person here, you made him your Khalifa, you know, and he is not the right person. His activities are not too right. So the Shaykh gave him two answers. He says, you see, at the time I appointed him, I didn't consult you. So if I have to disappoint him, if I remove him, I don't have to consult you. If I appointed him, I didn't consult you. And you want me to remove him, then I not pay your consultation. No. So you don't worry about this. Number two, if you're still afraid about this thing here, you know, why this person was appointed as the Khalifa, etc., etc., then if you are questioned in the grave, then just tell them, Zakariya ne mana kar diya ke ise sawal na kare. If they asked you in the grave, you know, that why this person was appointed as the Khalifa, say, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya said, don't ask this type of questions. They just refer it to you. So, he asked me not to ask the questions. What? He asked me, Mawlana asked me not to ask this question, therefore I didn't ask the question. So you just leave that. So things that don't relate to your to your dunya, to your akhir, right? Don't get involved. A discussion now. Invariably, when you get into this thing here, then one thing leads to the other, some fight, some argument, something, some problem it drags you on. Drags you into something. So things that don't concern your dunya, don't concern your akhirat, leave it out. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Now, man is such that he needs some type of a preoccupation. If your mind is not occupied in wrong, right? This person here is a bad person. He's up to a corrupt person. He's doing like that. So if your mind is not occupied in the right thing, then he's going to get involved in some corruption. He's like this, and he's like that, and he's like that, right? So the right thing that you need to occupy your mind is وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. Zakati fa'ilun, they got two meanings. The main explanation that they give is they cleanse themselves. لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. What? They are cleansing themselves. You know, spiritually they're cleansing themselves. And this is a jumla ismiya, isn't it? وَالَّذِينَ Zakatim fa'ilun, isn't it a jumla ismiya? And jumla ismiya comes for istimrar. So that's the constant work. Hey, cleanse my heart. My heart, I must. What wrong is coming in? What kachra came? What filth came? Wash it out. Wash it out. That's your whole job. Your job is the kachra that came, the filth that came, the wrong thoughts came, you're washing it out. Washing it out. So if you're not going to engage your heart in that, then your mind is going to go into wrong things. Yeah, hey, I don't know, this friend here is a spy or not a spy. My wife, what she's doing behind me, I don't know. My children, what they're doing, I don't know. So everything wrong, your mind is going to get involved in. Innocent people are going to get implicated. Why? Because you didn't occupy your mind in the right thing. The right thing, get your heart clean. What it takes of you to get your heart clean, you get it clean. You've got some malicious thought about that person there, now get it right. You are fantasizing about some woman, get the thoughts right. And you'll find out how to rectify your thoughts, right? How to rectify your heart and spiritual self. You find out, you'll get it right. So, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. That's the constant work to clean the hearts all the time. Now, why do you need to clean your heart all the time? See, the heart is like the base where Allah Ta'ala's special anwar descend. See, coming in. So they come, they must come at some point, right? At some point is a receiving point. So the receiving point is what? The receiving point is the heart. So if the heart is filthy, then will that anwar come in correctly? They want to come in, but they see a lot of filth, so they can't get in, they can't descend. You know, for the plane to land, that landing must be right. Helicopter wants to land, the landing must be right. So this anwar has to descend, and they see a filthy, corrupt heart, they can't descend there. So if you want the special nur, the special light of Allah Ta'ala to keep coming into your heart, you have to keep cleansing it. Keep cleansing it. See, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. Look at this ayat. Again and again, jumla ismiya, right? And jumla ismiya comes for istimrar, must do it all the time. That must be your constant work, right? Sometimes your thought is going on ghairullah, right? Hey, Ilyas is a wealthy person, man, you know. I mean, just do his khidmat a little bit, you know. Make his khidmat and all that. One day, he'll get me on Umrah ticket. So I ask you now, Ilyas, is that my mind where it went? To Allah Ta'ala, Ghairullah. Ghairullah, although I'm going for Umrah, but is my mind on Allah Ta'ala or on Ghairullah? Where is it? On Ghairullah it's gone. See, that I read a few days ago, he read that article from the Fazail al-Sadaqat, right? That those two people, and one used to be eating some grass or whatever, other one was getting a wild deer, and he was managing with that. The wild deer used to come every day and he used to drink milk. So one day they thought of, some new caravan came in, let's go and ask them for some good food. Right? The person was reluctant, but he went. But the day he went, after that, he never see this thing again coming. Now the Sheikh gives the commentary. So that commentary is very important. The commentary is like this. See, sometimes that special assistance that comes to you, it snaps off because your sight moved from Allah Ta'ala to Ghairullah. Right? So for that few moments, for that few days, you may enjoy yourself. Hey, I got something exciting. Like they went there, so the food was exciting. All different varieties, everything was exciting, right? But after that, what happened? Permanently, this thing got blocked off. This divine assistance that was coming in, it went away. See? So why? Because the nazar went on to Ghairullah. So you need to clean your heart. One is from wrong. And the other is that, is my mind going on to Ghairullah or is becoming more and more entrenched into Allah Ta'ala? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ اللَّهُ بَكْتُوفِ نَسِبْ